Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride, that whole Benz split. Acting like you on my team when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swishing like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault, now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah,
Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got you the wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP, does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2. It's Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they want it through. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do.
It's got him looking. We have a great show for you. It's a double episode. We have an epic return of an artist by the name of Kim Cameron. We had her back in on the station back in, I believe it was November or October. We're going to start by talking to her real quick about the song she's got. Now you're mine, and then we're going to go into our archives and show you a classic interview with our own producer, who is also a recording artist by the name of Crown. But first, we got Kim Cameron on the line. Come in, Kim.
Hey, how are you, Matt?
I'm doing good. Nice to have you back. And I know you've been very busy, and so tell us about this song, Now You're Mine.
Well, it's the latest single. We just released it. What was a big surprise to me, but I'm pretty excited about it, is Music Choice just picked it up, and we just appeared on the Billboard Breakout at number 4. So, so far it's doing well for just being released a couple weeks ago. We had a lot of fun with this one, and we're hoping to make people dance.
That's definitely what came to mind when I first heard this track. I'm going to play just a few seconds of it just so people can get a taste of it, and then I'll ask you some more questions, and then we'll play the song fully in its entirety later.
Sounds good.
Don't tell me what I can't do. Little engine that always knew. I'm tougher than nails, blazing rails.
That is just a sample of it. I think just right from the get-go, it starts off with some powerful lyrics as well. Who actually wrote those lyrics?
Lyrics are always mine. This song is actually a song about me, and it's a little bit about how folks really had maybe not taking me so seriously in a lot of different ways, and I just said, it doesn't matter what you think. I'm gonna keep going my way and persevere no matter what. And so it's a little bit of a, guys, you better watch what you say, because you're probably gonna be wrong if you're gonna count me out.
All right. So, did you also do the vocals on this track?
Those are my vocals. Yep. I had a couple co-writers who helped with the music in the background. Doing the beat part, Mike Rizzo and Steve McGlure and these guys just kicked it out of the park.
Right. We're gonna listen to this a bit more. I'm gonna throw it to a song, right? Another song, right now. This is by a punk rock band by the name of Terabyte, and this is a cover of Demi Lovato's Heart Attack. And we'll talk to you a bit more in a few minutes.
Put on a defensive love, 'cause I don't want to fall in love. If I ever did that, I think I'd have a heart attack.
Never put my love out on the line. Never said yes to the right guy. Never had trouble getting what I want. But when it comes to you, I'm never good enough. When I don't care, I can play him like a Ken doll.
Other guys, when you come around I get paralyzed. Every time I try to be myself, it comes out wrong like a cry for help. It's just not fair, brings more trouble than a love is worth. I get bored.
And that was Terabyte with their cover of Demi Lovato's Heart Attack. What upcoming events do you have coming up?
Well, first is probably tomorrow. We're going to be performing at the National Institute's Children's Inn Hospital for Christmas Eve. I have a couple of children's books out that I've written, and they've asked me to come and do a reading for the kids. And then the next one is New Year's Eve. I'll be performing at Chris Michael's place up in right outside of the Big Apple. Then we've got a couple other shows scheduled right after the first of the year, but those are the immediate ones.
All right, and a reminder, listeners, if they're looking to find you online, where can they go?
They can find me at sidefxmusic.com, so that's sidefxmusic.com, and has links to our Twitter page, our YouTube page, our Facebook page, so Pinterest, if people are into Pinterest or Tumblr, we're on them all. We post on them, and yeah, it's fun.
All right. On your YouTube, is there any interesting things we could find, music videos or whatnot?
We have all sorts of things on our YouTube page, everything from music videos. We've got a bunch of live performances on there and a few radio and TV shows that we've done. And they can see a little bit about the children's book on there and some other events, live festivals that we've done as well. So pretty good, and that's YouTube. Our handler name is Side Effects and Kim Cameron. That's the easiest way to find us on YouTube. But yeah,
that's Side and then FX.
Side and F as in Frank and X as in X-ray, and you just put Side Effects and Kim Cameron.
All right. So listeners out there, go check that out. We're going to throw it to another song. This is a mixtape song by Nicki Minaj featuring Lil Wayne, and it's called Sunshine.
And it's been great talking to you, Matt, tonight.
Young Money.
All right.
Ayo, Young Money, nigga. Hello, Brooklyn. President Carter, Nicki Lewis.
Sycamore.
Me and the trend, yo. Give him some head blow. Don't get to know he keeps stronger than a red bow. Don't give a damn when Christmas is. My bitches is president mistresses. Now let's go. I'm with the boys. I'm Miss Ross. I make them girls jump like I'm Chris Cross. Back to basic. Bitch, I've been the hot since 86. And I'm tighter than facelifts. Flyer than faces now. As for dread, I met him on Mars. I said I am Minaj and I'm good with the bars. He said that he a Martian, he could be my Tarzan. And he looking for a bad bitch for a squadron. That's how we got together, see he control the weather. I leave my planet never without my umbrella. Is there the money slash, young money, cash money. You can't catch money, run it nigga, fast money. Getting that wheezy, you're coming through measy. And I won't hesitate to do anyone greasy. If you give me the word, then I'm flipping the bird. And then I'm spinning around, and I'm gripping the burner. See, I pin the bitch, then bubble coming double dutch. You was playing hopscotch, bitch, I've been top notch. Bitches is whack, they trash, they just pollution. Write your own rap, make that your resolution. Fuck up. Okay, I'm dread, yo. I keep a red hoe. I keep a red bow. Blood gang, bitch. I get that
spread out. I get that head blow until she got a red throat. Now who be rolling with the boy like sushi? She said her name is Nikki, I'm Sushi. I ain't have to introduce me, she knew me. I told her that she's unique like a boutique, and I got her and she said she got me. Now let's go. She was the boss and I'm the boss. He the president, she the rookie, but we never get caught. And I could give her brain back because I'm so smart. Fuck with my bitch and I'ma draw like Picasso off. Yeah, I spit at you like a hot beat. And nigga, if it's not her, then it's
not me.
Yeah, as for her, I met her on Mars and she said,
hey, I'm a nod and I'm good with the bar.
She got me with her charm, my wings on my arms. Now we flying over chicken head, shitting on your farm. Like sitting on a thorn, like sitting on a horn. We sticking to your ass like brass. So get a new alarm for me and Miss Nikki Barnes, cause we kill everyone and get a put it in a morn. So get a new alarm for me and Miss Nikki Barnes, cause we kill everyone and get a put it in a morning bling. Hello, Brooklyn. Big Boogie. I told you we was gonna do it, baby. Nicki Minaj, Nicki the Whiskey, CCF, the Martian. Going back to my plan, Alex.
Mr. President, you know the mistress gotta holler at you for a minute, right? Like, I mean, you know, meet the girl in the Oval Office is nothing. It's going down. Tell your wife you're gonna be a little late tonight. Here.
And that was Sunshine by Nicki Minaj featuring Lil Wayne. I want to thank you guys for listening for our interview with Kim Cameron, and we'll be getting in touch with you again soon. And now, it's time to hear our, go back and listen to our interview with Crown.
I got you looking. I got you looking. Like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag's on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My triple nap grind, that whole bin slip. Acting like you want my team, when you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak, hater you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's across the bit. My swag ballin', rhyme swooshin' like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault, it's my fault. Now she hookin', her snatch is wet. While she tookin', stuck on stool, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my ace for the bookin'.
Yeah, Matt Franco, aka Big Stack. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got you your bet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSST does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This be like hot bar part 2. It's cream of and the MSST crew. And all the chicks they want it through. Hit me and skip the two. So now girl, you know what to do. What up, y'all? It's Matt Big Stats Franco, and you're listening to the station that's got him looking. That's right, it's Big Stats Idle Hour, and that song was Got Him Looking by my group, the MSFP crew. We got an amazing show for you today. Co-founding member from the original four and honorary third member of the MSFP crew is talking to us today. You've seen him on YouTube. You've seen him perform with G-Shoes. You've seen him a lot of places. He's definitely an artist to look out for. And he produces as well. He's executive producing MSFP Crew's Skippa's solo project as well. Give it up for the one and only Brown.
What's going on? Hey, what's up, everybody?
So earlier we were mentioning G-Shoes and how you're working with him as well. Explain to us how that exactly works, being a guy who technically works for two white rapping CEOs.
Well, you know, doing this business, it doesn't matter if you're black or white. If you got talent, you got talent. And I've been inspired by the MSFP crew for a long time now. And G-Shoes, that man is an awesome rapper and a great businessman. So I always look forward to being around them in the studio and working. And they love my production. So it always makes good songs when people love each other with the music that we produce.
And what do you think of the fast response G-Shoes' record release party? We captured some archived footage. I believe we titled the video "Tupac is Alive" within MSFP P. Cruz. Crown. I think I kind of reworded what we said on YouTube, but I think the fans pretty much get the message. What do you think about the fast response about that video?
Well, you know, for a while now, people have been dedicated to saying that me and Tupac have very similar styles. And to hear that through my rap career, it inspired me to understand that, hey, there's something inside me from a spirit. And I'm glad that people are enjoying the way my rap style has become. I, with no promotion at all, to know and see how many reviews I got from the record release party at G-Shoes, I'm very happy about the response, and I'm glad that people are looking into my rap style. All
right. In a minute, we're going to play one of your songs from your Born to Be album. But I figure it'd be fun just so they know that this is just a coincidence and not just some marketing scheme. Can you hit us with a little acapella?
Growing up in Oakland, the town of the thugs, here we hustle up for section up.
Well, I think that was a good little sample. You know, I think it got the message through.
That's right.
All right. So, we have two of your songs that are going to be, that were originally off the Born to Be album that's going to be on our station's Idol Compilation Volume 2 album. It's a mixed out album, so you're going to be on an album that also has rock acts, also has country acts, R&B acts. It's a mixed, uncensored album. So, which will be out later this year. So, we're going to hit him with one that we perform often at the clubs from your Born to Be album. This is Show 'em What You Got.
Show 'em what you got.
Show 'em what you got.
Never heard before, I got you hypnotized with my mind. I'm steady coming here to see you moving all the time. I'm on the grind, baby, when I start in. Don't be timid, I'm steady keeping the situation. Got you all up in it. My hitters know me when they see me ride by. Throw it up like it's nothing, I'm from the north side. It ain't about the gaming, it's just a bunch of planning. Coming with dangerous lyrics and every need for taming. It's gotta be gold if you wanna get it right. And it'll be gone if you wanna see me live. And holding my weight like it ain't nothing. My candy sipping martinis, you better show them something. Cause love, this is how we holding it down. You never see me a thug, hit a state from the town. If you got love for me, I got love for your hood. If you got gold for me, I'ma tell you what's good. Cause it's the reason I'm getting you started the season. Believe in me, because I'm rugged and thuggish about my family. So what you got for me is what I got for you. A whole lot of gold, baby, I'ma use it too. And when you get in touch with it, you better bubble, honey. And don't be letting them haters get up with all your money. With no regrets, let the game unfold in front of you like the red carpet. This royalty, baby, and gold is how it all started. 24 karats, you wanna shine in the backlight. You better do a movie when you wanna stop. It's gold to get, so catch the crown on the rebound. Holding it down for all my thugs in the town.
All my niggas with me here tonight. Show 'em what you got, move it side to side. All my haters coming up from street, get live. Show 'em how we gonna ride this.
Show 'em what you got. That one, along with Hotspot, was always a crowd pleaser. I know that we've had private conversations, and you feel as an artist that you've grown a lot since the recording of that song. But can you take us back in time for you? Because I know, for all four of us,
That was a magical moment for the MSFP crew, making that song and then performing it on stage. What was that moment like with Hotspot for you?
Well, when I first heard the track that Skipper actually pre-produced it, I said, man, that's a hit. Let's get together and make a song that people will enjoy in the club with that production that she has started on. And it was a very magical moment for me because I never did a song like that before in my career. So I really enjoyed being on stage with Skip and Mr. Matt Frankel doing the song because the response was so enjoyable from the crowd that it just had to be a hit.
Definitely. And would you say, I know I've been, you showed me the other night a sample of some of the newer stuff that you're doing. Do you think that was a pivotal moment that sort of changed your career as an artist in the type of sounds that you're working with and the type of lyrics that you write?
Yeah. You know, as an artist, you always want to develop different styles also, learn to see who you are, how far you can take yourself, and what you believe the crowd will enjoy.
All right. So let's hear that song that made history. It's, you can buy it not only on the MSFP Crew's EP, but you can also get it off Idol Compilation Volume 1, currently on iTunes. It's Hotspot.
Yeah. Who's that? Let's get on the track. Yeah. I'm in the zone. You ready to go? I'm ready to go. No, I'm not running. Yeah, I'm sitting dumb. Everybody know how it is, ever frontin'. Yeah, if you frontin', what you say? Ain't singing something, I'm singing nothing. Put it all together and I'ma let you know. If you thought I wasn't from the O, well, here we go again. You right, you to the end. You right, you to the more than a metaphor, I'ma let you know who's all in the door. Me, are you know, a dinosaur? I'm older, I'm ancient. My lyrics are coming, but I have no patience for you. No time to waste it. Coming through now, what's the case? Can you hear what I'm saying? Is there any tracing? Go, I said, go, I said.
Refreshing like a frosty freeze, the scent of this mist bringing man to me. Elegantly like a summer breeze, got the image of me. 3D, a technical, spectacle, electricity. Light up the spot, hot spot, that's hot, don't stop. You got what I got. You got what I want. You got what I want. Stop, stop, what's up more? Cause playing a hot so hot.
That was Hotspot. An amazing track. It was magical for all four of us when the original MSFP crew came into the studio and recorded it. And I know that everyone in the MSFP crew and that was in the crew at that point in time really feels a magical connection to that song.
Yeah, the song was a great moment for MSFP crew. It got us great reviews and a lot of good shows, and we did a lot of networking with that one particular song. And I'm very happy that it's in my career to this day.
All right. So, how for a while you were living out in the South, and I know that you recorded a few songs. How did being a West Coast artist living in the South influence your music?
Well, you know, the South, they got that screwed up music. I was out there with a record label that was almost second to the greatest out there in Texas. And they gave me a lot of new style of beats, slow beats, where I had to learn how to revamp my style to a Southern style of production. And it elevated my career.
All right. Now, another thing that you did early in your career was a small reality show from the Bay to L.A. Tell us about that experience.
Well, a family member of mine, they had a record label also, an independent record label called Dark Serious Entertainment. And they came out here to Los Angeles and wanted to create a reality show to collab the Bay Area with Southern California artists and just have a reality TV show on how it is from living in the Bay to moving to L.A. trying to get their music and production off the ground. And I'm glad that I took that step to see how it is to be in an environment like that and then shown on YouTube, Bay to L.A.
All right, so you guys got to go look that up. Now, music videos and various social networking sites, how can people connect with you?
Well, right now, I'm working with the MSFP crew. So anything, when you type up MSFP crew, my name will pop up, Q-R-A-U-N, and I'm working with G-Shoes right now, so anything you pop with G-Shoes, my name is going to pop up also. And I'm doing more production than being a lyricist, and it feels good that to be doing the production part of the industry right now for me.
But I also understand that you're currently that you love doing the production, but you're also currently working on doing another album. Tell us about that project and where some of the inspiration for some of these new songs that you're planning to record come from.
Well, I took time away for 6 months. I went on vacation. And I got to, you know, get back into writing. And I developed a new style of writing. And it's given me insight on just trying to see how it would be to, you know, do this new style of writing and production. When I went on vacation, I was dealing with a lot of deputies and inmates. So I got a lot of information and inspiration from deputies and inmates. And it made me think about how my life was when I was younger and growing up in Oakland. And all those thoughts came back to me. And so I started writing more on those thoughts and expressions.
All right. Compared on the Barnaby album, if you compare when you were in the moment to now retrospective, which are the songs that were the most meaningful to you, and which, and I know in time, you know, perspectives change, so certain songs you gravitate more to now than you did at the time. So what were you feeling at that point in time song-wise, and what are you feeling now song-wise from that project?
Well, you know, to me, Born to Be was produced by Mario Marchetti. And every song that we produced on there, to me, was genuine and classic to me. And I really can't say that there was just one song, because the overall album, to me, was a true story, all in all. But, you know, you can't be stuck on one idea, one album. You have to grow. So now I took my information and teachings from Mario from the Born to Be, and I initiated it to a new style and new production. And it's elevating me. And I always think about how the Born to Be album was so successful. And I just want all my albums to be like that.
Alright. So there's no particular song that you say that's my jam to?
Well, not me personally. I think they're all tight. But the reviews that I got started to make me understand what song was the actual song. And Bad Seed, the song Bad Seed, I perform it all the time, and every time I perform it, I get the same response. I get a very great response when I perform Bad Seed out of all the songs on Born to Be album.
Interesting. Very interesting. Let's take a listen to Bad Seed right now.
Bad Seed. Up, don't let me shatter. My whole life I got my ass whipped. A bad seed, that's what you want to call me. I flaunted my style out there in the mall, seat to Long Beach. Raw heat, troubles intertwined, but now I got a lot of seeds in line. Believe the dynasty is mine. These rhymes were off the time, yeah. When me and my mom was on the street, crime was still coming up with heat. Looking for a place for us to sleep, my bones got weak. Nobody had no place for me. Now you know what that's gonna do to a young black man in this kaleidoscope. I ride the hope, and that's gonna make you bubble harder. God bless that I know my father. I have twin daughters, so who wanna stab me in the spine for a couple of quotas? The struggle's orders and former reporters. It's open polling, California. I'm tired of excuses from fallen soldiers. I'm bowling on ya. Recognize when we see a bad seed. Bad seed. Open your eyes when we see a bad seed. Separated, my family faded. The holy made it to court, my freedom forbidden. And the DA who hated me a bad seed. That's what she wanted to call me to, because I did what them ballers do, because I was all into living a life of crime, speaking my mind, spitting these rhymes, slanging these nine bitches. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I had to do what I had to do to make a move to blast at you if it was necessary. I wasn't very big as a little kid, taking a swig under the bridge, picking a fight from bigger kids, kicking the busters in their ribs like my hitter karate did. Now who gonna be the bad seed tonight? I had to fight. So now you're gonna put me in the same category as murder stories and criminals that you see on TV. That was never me, nobody believed, but I still got a felony. I ain't the bad seed, I'm just a product of the system, G. And if you wanna judge, get the finger from me. And if you think I budge, hey, the fuck what you think. And I won't hold a grudge if you don't hold one on me. bad seed. Open your eyes when you see a bad seed. B-A-D-S-E-E-D, that's what you wanted to call me. I wonder why, is it because I'm getting high? Is it because I ain't afraid to die? I wonder why you wanna hold me down? Is it because my first name is Crown? I'm putting it down, I'm moving around the town. And bad apple in the bush, I'm giving it what? I'm coming about the cut. I'm opening the door, I'm slinging the door, doing the thing that it's I show. Why? It's 2 in the morning, I'm sipping. My back, a bad seed, gotta do them things, slanging them jacks in a Cadillac. So follow me to the end of time, and you will find a life of crime. A bad seed. Why does everybody point the finger at me? Recognize when you see a bad seed. I'm not the bad harvest.
All right, that was Bad Seed by Crown. Now, you've also done some feature work both out in Texas and with artists back out in the Bay and on various projects for G-Shoes. As well as your work with the MSFB crew. When you were recording for Young Nasty, tell us about the process when you were recording Cutback.
Well, you know, Cutback was produced by Young Nasty. He actually made the track. And we was at Trey Angle's production studio at the time in Moreno Valley, California. And they were inspired to rap and do production, but when I came to the crew with them, they just got really motivated to just knock out songs. We didn't know Cutback was going to get those reviews, but when we did Cutback, we just loved that song so much we had to put it out. So, yeah, Cutback is a old school song that we did, but it's tight.
All right. Let's get a listen to it. This is Cutback.
Fucking with them sexy individuals. Cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that. Fucking with these shots to get individuals. Cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that. These kids is beat, trying to hold us back. Don't be getting richer, bigger figures, watch the money stack. I'm on the map, you on the map, so these haters better respect that. Before I open your chest with the Mac, he never leave you laying on your back. He thought you had it, but situations get drastic, niggas get blasted. Trying to get a nigga for his shit, and it don't stop, it don't quit. Snitch, it's snake niggas, all on my dick. I'm baller boy, 40 boys catch the heat. Slip you off your feet, and don't sweat the technique. We left off with heat, Crown represent the streets. And Nasty keep coming with them platinum at beat, yeah. Fucking with them shiesty individuals. Cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that. Fucking with these shiesty individuals. Cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that. Fucking with these shiesty individuals. Cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that. Fucking with these shiesty individuals. Cut back, playing with my money, we don't want that. Might not have moved like Marshall Fort, but making cutbacks. Cause when my back end goes up, beware of the strap. I done double 50 niggas trying to get me where I lay. It gets paranoid sometimes up in California, ain't. But I left the county jail with a lot of slur on my mind. This girl had my baby turn me into one time. Put me on this plate like a well-dressed mannequin. I'm in a state of 911 panicking. If it's cracking, I'm attacking with the aim to disassemble. Game stays nimble. Even if I die, I won't dwindle. Conniving symbols plot and they scheme. Don't wanna see us make it, we gon' still do our thing. Crown is a king, Young Nasty is a general. Put us all together and you got raw material. The bitches on my boat, I'm like bitches overboard. Even if you rock my signature, I still can't be bored.
Times is hard, the way I that rock my flow, it gets me far. From mixed emotions, sweep the potion, then I take nine up your car, off your life. Just seen I had them shaking like some dice. Body bags come a dozen with no reduction on the price to the sequel. And I take my shoddy, aim it at some people like I see no evil hanging from the sunroof of the regal. Shit starter, and I pick and choose with MC, I'ma slaughter. And a mixed up order, cut back on the lips around my quarter, little bitch. I'ma cut back on the alky, not the chicks. When a diamond put your body in a place that don't exist. Fuck that, cause the murder gang killers bout they chips. Off a zip, I flipped a six and now my girl done got this mixed in this conclusion. I'ma keep it good until the bitch bounce. The number one, cut back out my spot.
Fucking with them shicey individuals, cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that. Fucking with these shicey individuals, cutbacks, playing with my money, we don't want that.
All right, man, we're ready up in here, live in the booth. I have Young Nasty, Blaze. Just want me to rap, huh?
You ain't talking to me, nigga.
Is that the plan? Is that the plan, guys?
That was Cutback featuring Crown. Now, this show's about you, so I'm not pumping anyone else that was formerly from the MSFP crew, but of course I have to address two features that you did, and one of which I executive produced, which is for sale on our parent website, MSFP Inc., where a portion of the proceeds go to music education. For Almost There and Ghetto King, what was the experience like recording those songs?
Recording those songs with Tierra, to have Crown and Tierra together, feminine and masculine, made the songs complete. It made Crown complete. It made Tierra complete. It made the whole royalty part of the career together. It brought it together, and it was just destined for it to happen. So by it being just something that was destined to happen, that it became great and great songs to produce and perform.
Yeah, and there's if you guys haven't checked it out, there's even a music video out on YouTube for the Ghetto King video. So you guys should check that out. And we're going to leave you with a preview of the new EP from MSFP Crew, which two songs on here were executive produced by Crown, The Orgy and Let Loose. Tell us about making these two songs.
All right. Skipper the Rapper on MSFP Crew, she's a very hot, exotic type of person. Her personality is exotic and hyped. And she would rap these different types of raps, you know, that she would write, but I seen more insight into her when I started making the production for her album. And I was like, you should rap about exotic and entertaining things because that's your personality. And I guarantee that there'll be hits. So we steered away from what she used to write and started to write these exotic songs. And from there on in, it's Go Skipper to me. She's a hot artist. She's beautiful, and she doesn't mind saying what she feels when it comes to sexual activity and exoticness, the whole erotic, exotic idea. I call her the female too short.
And her old single, if you want to compare it, is still available on iTunes, Say My Name. That was an awesome joint, but she sort of has sort of progressed from when she was first started working with MSFP and the MSFP crew, from doing sort of a an electronic hip-hop sound to, I think Crown said it best, being like a female too short. Alright, I'm going to give you guys the preview of the EP right now. And make sure to also check the MSFP Crew Takeover episode on Monday here on Big Sad Side.
Yeah. Who is that? Let's skip on the track. Yeah. I'm in the zone. You ready to go? I'm ready to go. Go, 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 go. Get it, get it, go, 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 go. Get it, get it, get it, go, go. Don't stop, stop. Go, go, don't stop. No, I'm not running, yeah, I'm finna dump it. Everybody know how it is, ever frontin'. Yeah, if you frontin', what you sayin'? Ain't saying something, I'm saying nothing. Put it all together and I'ma let you know. If you thought I wasn't from the old, well, here it go again. You right, you to the end. You right, you to the end. More than a metaphor, I'ma let you know who's all in the door. Me, or you know, a dinosaur. I'm older, older, I'm ancient. My lyrics are coming, but I have no patience for you. No time to waste it. Coming through now, what's the case? Can you hear what I'm saying? Is there any chasing, 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 chasing? Go, 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 I said. Go, 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 I said.
Refreshing like a frosty freeze. The scent of this mist bring a man to me. Elegantly like a summer breeze. Got the image of me. 3D, a technical spectacle. Electricity, light up the spot. Hot spot, fast hot, don't stop. You got what I got. You got what I got, what I want. You got what I want.
You got what I want. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP sell that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2 with Primo and the Anastasia crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw him, me, and skip the soup. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey. It's to the beat up on this track. To be up in the club, shaking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lucky experience, you never go ahead. The action section, baby, wait in the back. I'll make it come so hard, you like, ooh yeah. Dance, skipper, you real bad. Dance, skipper, you real bad.
Fuck all of y'all if you don't like my flavor.
Preview, which you'll hear a lot more of plus in-depth interviews, Skippa asking me questions on my intake on each one of those songs, me asking Skippa on her intake on each one of those songs. And you don't want to miss that episode on Monday. I want to thank Crown for joining us today.
No problem.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter. This is all in caps, Big Stats Radio. You can look us up on Facebook, Big Stats Idle Hour, and make sure to like us. Our website, BigStatsIdleHour.com. Also, make sure to go to our parent site, MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPInc.com. You can listen to music from the MSFP crew, music that I've produced, past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, where find out about merchandise, all sorts of fun goodies, stuff about the MSFP label and the MSFP studios, and one of my favorite features, and something that I hold near and dear to my heart. We're raising money for the startup of my foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education. So go there, reach in with your hearts, and donate. And we'll see you guys next time on Big Stats Idle Hour.
All right, y'all. Catch y'all in a minute. You smell me?
Peace.
All right, and we got Skippa on the line with us. This is the first time you were hearing Crown's interview and that you heard the what he had to say about working with you. How do you respond to that?
I'm sorry, what?
This is the first time you were hearing Crown's interview and hearing what he was saying about working with you. How do you respond to that?
It's a compliment. I like it.
All right. On tomorrow's show, we're doing a battle. We got a battle going on for to see who rules in top supremacy, the Katy Perry fans or Lady Gaga fans. They're both amazing artists. And then Banks might be closed for Christmas Day, but Big Stats Idle Hour isn't. We have another double episode, which I'm hoping to do a special holiday MSFP crew takeover for the second half entitled I'm Dreaming of an MSFP Crew Christmas. And a Christmas show with MSFP crew, that's going to be interesting. I'll bring Skippa in a few times and see what sort of dirty little gifts that she would like to get this.
Wait, what?
Don't answer yet. I'll ask you questions about that later. Earlier we were in this episode, we were talking to Kim Cameron, and she and we promised you we were gonna let you hear her song in its entirety. All right, Skippa, play that song, Now You're Mine. Mm-hmm.
can't do. Little engine that always knew. I'm tougher than nails, blazing rails. Pay attention while I beat the fire. I won't compromise. Counted me out, let there be no doubt. I'm breaking.
Yes, oh, okay. That is a wrap.
Okay.